Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to, you know, raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about how there is no such thing as a selfless act from a narcissistic person. So if you are dealing with a narcissist in your life, or a few narcissists, or one singular narcissist, or, you know, narcissists all around, you get Oprah, like, you get a narcissist, everybody gets a narcissist, you know what I mean? In that situation right there. So if you're dealing with a narcissist, regardless of the relationship, it could be your parent, it could be your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, whoever. If you are dealing with a narcissistic person in your life, then there is no such thing as a selfless act from that person. That person, there's always, like, for a narcissist to do something good for you, there always has to be something beneficial for them in return. And the benefit does not have to be monetary. It does not have to be a sexual benefit or anything like that. The benefit could be just them having leverage and just them saying that they've done something for you. The benefit could just be them saying that you owe them something. And also, the benefit can always be, this is one of the narcissistic person's main line. So this is one of the main lines that narcissistic people use. But using this line does not necessarily make you a narcissist. And the line is, you can't ever say I haven't done anything for you. That right there is a statement. If they say that right there, that statement means they're not doing this from the kindness of their heart. They're doing this for some kind of benefit from you. So that's why I say a lot of people, like, in the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, they love bomb you. A lot of them love bomb. I'm not gonna say most, because everybody doesn't get the love bomb. Like, everybody does not get love bombed by a narcissist. Like, sometimes the culture that you're part of doesn't allow for you to be love bombed, because y'all have an arranged marriage, or you elope, or something like that. There's no love bombing. But this is going to be talking about the love bombing. Like, if there is a love bombing, the narcissist is doing all kind of good deeds for you. The narcissist is pretty much doing everything that you want to do. They're giving you everything that you ever imagined your significant other providing for you, doing for you, being there for you, clapping the clappiest of cheeks. You know what I mean? Doing all of that stuff for you. And the narcissist, like, y'all, I'm gonna be real with you. Narcissistic people, like, when we love bomb you, to me, it feels like real love. Like, I want to do that type of stuff for you. But the fact that I want to do that type of stuff for you and I don't have to do it makes narcissistic people resent you, because I don't have to do this stuff. I'm actively wanting to do this stuff right here. And that makes narcissists resent you. It just does, because they're going out of their way to do stuff for you. So they keep it. We keep a running tally of the stuff that we do for you. A narcissist never forgets. It's just like a damn elephant. Like, we never forget the good stuff that we do for you, that we do for you. So, because just in case something bad happens, just in case something happens in the future, we can always lean back on that. Like, it's like a bank account. The good deeds a narcissist do for you go into a narcissistic bank account, and we make deposits, we make withdrawals all the time. Most of the deposits come in the beginning of the relationship, but the withdrawals come all the time. We just live off the interest from that deposit account, that narcissistic bank account. That narcissist lives off the interest of that, and they'll go back and make withdrawals throughout the duration of your relationship. Hey, you remember I did this? Hey, you remember I did that? Hey, don't say you can't ever say I didn't do anything for you. You mean, we make withdrawals from that deposit account over the duration of the relationship. And guess what? There's no overdraft. There's overdraft protection, because when we overdraft, there's a credit. Look, there's a savings account right there too, y'all. There's a savings account. The stuff. So The stuff they do from the beginning of the relationship goes directly into the checking account, the interest-bearing narcissistic checking account. And the stuff that they do throughout the relationship, just here and there, there's little stuff, little good deeds here and there, picking you up from work, dropping the kids off at school, just doing stuff, sometimes just doing stuff that they're supposed to be doing. All that stuff, all the good deeds, the little things that they do that they don't have to do, technically they don't have to do them. All that stuff goes into the narcissistic savings account to come out later on. You know what I mean? They just make deposits. They will never close. They only close this account if they leave you. And sometimes they keep their account open. Sometimes they keep their account open because they try to come back to you. They try to circle back. You are like the narcissist old supply. The old supply is the path of least resistance. It's easier to go back to you, to try to make it work with you, than it is to, like, you know, go out here and try to smooth another person, try to love bomb another person. That's hard work. I know people just like, narcissists love having new supplies and doing all this stuff. Yo, that stuff gets tiring. It does. That stuff right there, the y'all think it's hunting or whatever. Like, we all heard, you know, we all heard herding buffalo or sheep or something like that. Like, that's tiring. A lot of narcissistic people, like myself, I hear Cluster B Milkshake speaking about this on her live yesterday. She would rather go back to the old person than try to work on a new person, because that takes time, effort, and energy. Just like a job. It's easier to give you a little raise than to hire a new. It's easier and cheaper to give you a little raise than to go out here and hire somebody else and pay to train them. That's exactly. Oh boy. Oh. Y'all gotta snap your fingers on, like I was just read like a poetry. Y'all gotta give me a poetry. I gotta set my light down. Y'all gotta give me a poetry snap on that one, because that was fire right there. The poetry snap. I love not cutting the tape, y'all. I love just coming off the top of my head. I love it. I have a topic and run with it. That's why y'all follow me, because I have a topic. I run with it. I talk about it. But the way Cluster B Milkshake described it, if you don't know who Cluster B Milkshake is, she is a female narcissist. She has narcissistic personality disorder along with some other stuff going on. That's why she's a milkshake. She's comorbid. She has more than one personality thing going on. But she's real. She's on YouTube, Cluster B Milkshake. Y'all, she might rub some of y'all the wrong way, because she's just out front. She's not going, you know, she's not. Just go watch her. I love her page. She's funny. She's hilarious too. But the way she described it was just like, you know, she's like, everybody makes it seem like narcissists want to go out here and find somebody else. Like, that's the easiest thing to do. She said it's easier to go back. And I agree with that 100%. It's easier to go back to somebody. Even, you know, it's easier to go back to the old person. It just is. It really depends, though, but it's easy. To me, it's easier. It really depends on how that old relationship went, how it ended, and how it progressed and stuff like that, and what happened during the relationship. Because sometimes it's easier to go back because we already know you. You know, it's easier to just give you a little raise, go back to you, you know, just treat you a little bit better for a little while, than it is to go out here and just try to love bomb somebody else. That costs money, time, effort, energy, all that, and so much. But it really depends, because sometimes the narcissist will move on to the new supply and love bomb them, because the slate with you is to, they have a clean slate with the new person. Like with the old supply, the old person, the person that they were in an old relationship with, it's just too, the account has been overdrawn too much. The overdraft protection is gone there. The balance is negative on that old narcissistic bank account. There's no going back. You just let it sit on your credit. I know some of y'all got good credit. I have a good credit now. But you know how, I'm a real estate agent, so I deal with a lot of people with bad credit. So you know how something hits your credit report. If you don't pay it, it goes off in 7 years. That's how narcissists do with that narcissistic bank account. Like, they've overdrafted it so much. The account with you is so in the negative. They just let it go to collections. Hey, go to collections. Just hit my credit a little bit. You know what I mean? Hit my reputation a little bit. You can hit my reputation a little bit. 7 years, it'll fall off. And in 7 years, they might try to come back. But that's why I tell people, like, you know, there's no such thing as a selfless deed. They do everything for a benefit. There has to be some type of benefit for the stuff that they are doing for you. Whether it be financial, it can be financial, it can be sexual, it can be whatever benefit today that they are, there's a benefit, trust me. There's no such thing as a selfless act. Oh, I'm just doing this from the kindness of my heart. But then they bring it up 3 months later. I thought it was from the kindness of your heart. Like, is your heart not kind? You mean they'll bring it up 3 months. You remember I did this for you? You just said you did that for the kindness of your heart. You didn't expect me to do anything back for you. I know I said I didn't expect it, but you should still want to do it because you love me, right? There you go. Like, if they, there's no such thing as a selfless act. So even let's say you tell a little white lie to a narcissist. Let's say you tell a little white lie to a narcissist because, you know, a lot of times it's hard to communicate with a narcissist. So let's say you tell a little white lie, but then you immediately correct yourself. You're just like, I'm going to correct myself now. Like, I'm sorry, that was a lie. I really did do that. You, and if they forgive you right there, that right there is a, that right there, they feel like is a selfless act for them, and they'll come back. That'll come back on you for the rest of your relationship. I hope you know. You lied to me. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a cheater. You're a scammer. You scammed me this relationship. So they'll, like I said, the little white lie will be used as leverage against you later on. It goes into the deposit account. That forgiveness right there, if they forgive you for stuff, that also goes into the deposit account. That to them is an act of kindness right there. So it goes into the deposit account and it's going to gain interest and they're going to use it against you later on. Yeah, I hope this video made sense. I know I threw a lot of analogies out there to you, but some of them analogies were fire. If you say they wasn't fire, you lying to yourself. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe. If you haven't checked out the new series, Dear Mental Illness, the next episode is probably coming. I'm gonna probably put it out tomorrow. Thank y'all for tuning in. I really truly appreciate y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And, you know, to my podcast folks, you know, I really truly appreciate y'all. You know, the email address for Dear Mental Illness, if you want me to go over your story. I can't do all the stories, y'all. I'm gonna do as much as I can, but you know what I mean? I'm gonna do as much as I can, but like, I, you know, dearmentalillness@gmail.com. Keep it short, keep it sweet, you know. Really truly appreciate y'all. Hit that 5 stars on Apple Music, and Spotify. Leave a good review too. I'm gonna start reading reviews off at the end too, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.